Shalom to all. Today we're learning the very last two Mishnayos of Masechta Sota. That's Perek Tes, Mishnah Yudalet, and Tes Vav. And today's Mishnayos are being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar to find Reziva Kohagon B'Korav Mamesh. And Mishnah tells us before Mishnah Aspasianus, during the war campaign of Aspasianus, this is Vespasian in English, he was the Roman general that started the siege on Yerushalayim, Gazral Atres Chasanim, the regards that a Chasan is now to go out with the special wreath that he used to have, Vahala Eros, and on this special instrument, some translate as a tambourine, the Chum regards that these three things are not allowed to happen because of the times they were in. Before Mishnah Titos, in the campaign of Titus, he was one that took over Aspasianus when he was appointed as the Roman emperor. Gazral Atres Kalas, the regards that a Kala is not allowed to go out with a special golden ornament that she used to wear on her head. Vishaloi Lamed Adamas Bena Yavanis, and that a person is not allowed to teach a son Yavanis. Now, even though Yavanis literally is translated as Greek, this is actually referring to Chachmas Yavanis, which was some sort of ancient Greek sign language that very few people knew. And this is because of a situation where there were two brothers that were fighting. One was outside the wall, one was inside the walls of Yerushalayim, and the ones in the besieged Yerushalayim would lower a basket of dinarim outside the walls so he could have an animal raised up for the Karban Tamid, and a certain elderly Rasha who lived inside Yerushalayim, Chachmas Yavanis, to sign to the people outside Yerushalayim that they're never going to win if they keep on sending up Karbanis. And so the next day they sent up a Chazer, and Yerushalayim shook because of Chilul Hashem, and that was the beginning of the end. And because of that, the Chum were re-geizer, the one is not allowed to teach his son, Chachmas Yavanis, and before Masa Achron, in the last campaign, during which the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Gazer Shalai Tetzai Kala Bapirin Besai Chair, there were geizer that a Kala is not allowed to go out with a special canopy of hers in the city. However, Rabbi Sein with Tirsha Tetzai Kala Bapirin Besai Chair, later on the Chum were matir that a Kala is allowed to go out with this appearing with this canopy of hers because it was more tsanua, and that's the halacha. And also the last Mishnah, we're going to continue seeing, as we've seen in previous Mishnayas, what happened as the generations continue getting lower in their Kedusha and Tahara. As the Mishnah tells Mishmis, Rav Meir, when Rav Meir died, Batul Mashal Mishalim, there was no more Mashal Mishalim, those who gave parables for things. Rav Meir was unique in this. Mishmis Ben Azai, when Ben Azai died, Batul Ashagdanim, there was no more people who were studious. He was such a masmid that we know from the Gemara that he didn't even get married because he learned so much. And after him, there was nobody like him. Mishmis Ben Zayma, Batul Adarshanim, when Ben Zayma died, there were no more Darshanim, people were able to darshan every single part of a pasuk beautifully. Mishmis Rav Yeshua, when Rav Yeshua died, Pasuk Taiva Min Ha'Olam, there was no more Taiva. Rav Yeshua was very accepted in the courts of kings and ministers, and he always had a very wise response and was able to give good Eitza, and after he died, there was nobody like him. Mishmis Rav Shimon Gamliel, when Rav Shimon Gamliel died, Ba Goivai, there was a plague of locusts, Verabu Tsaris, and Tsaris increased. Mishmis Rav Blaz Ben Azari, when Rav Blaz Ben Azari died, Pasuk Ha'Oshim and Ha'Chamim, there was no more wealth among the Chachamim. We know that Rav Blaz Ben Azari was incredibly wealthy, so much so that his Maaser Behema every single year was 12,000 calves, and we know that Maaser Behema is one out of every 10 animals, which means that every single year, he had 120,000 new calves born to him, and that's probably besides for all of his other animals and real estate. And so when he died, there were no chacham that were wealthy like him. Mishmis Rabbi Kiva, when Rabbi Kiva died, batal Kavod HaTaira. Kavod HaTaira was batal. We know that Rabbi Kiva darshaned every single tag, every top and crown of the letters. This shows a great Kavod HaTaira because it clarifies that there's nothing extra in the Taira. Mishmis Rabbi Chanin Ben Daisa, when Rabbi Chanin Ben Daisa died, batal Anche Maisa. People who brought about miraculous things were batal. We have a number of stories from Rabbi Chanin Ben Daisa. Perhaps one of the more famous ones is that his daughter had accidentally put vinegar into the Shabbos lecht, and he told her, "Don't worry, whoever said that oil can light can tell vinegar to light as well," and that's what happened. They lit vinegar for the Shabbos lecht. And Mishmis Rabbi Yossi Katnusa, when Rabbi Yossi Katnusa died, Pasku Chasidim, those were exceptionally pious. They would always act lefnim Mishrius Hadin. There were no more. And Volomenek Shmai Katnusa, Wazanim Katnusa, Shai Katnusa Shal Chasidim. This Rabbi Yossi was the smallest of all the Chasidim. Mishmis Rabbi Yechim Zaka, when Rabbi Yechim Zaka died, Batal Ziv HaChachma, the glory or shine of Chachma was Batal. He not only was a great Chacham, but he also had other Chachmas, things that weren't precisely Tyra, and they add a Ziv, a shine, if you will. They're like a Tachshit, an adornment to the Chachmas HaTyra that he had. And when he died, there was no one else like him. Mishmis Rabbi Gamliel Zakin, when Rabbi Gamliel Zakin died, Batal Kavod HaTaira. There was no more Kavod HaTaira, and this is different than the Kavod HaTaira of Rabbi Kiva. It used to be that everyone would learn Taira standing, and after he died, a certain weakness came to the world, and everyone had to learn sitting, and that's somewhat of a lack of Kavod HaTaira. And also, when he died, Umesa Taira Precious, it became difficult to find somebody on the same level of purity and abstinence as he was. Mishmis Rabbi Shaul ben Pavi, when Rabbi Shaul ben Pavi was a Kohen Gadol, died, Batal Ziv HaKahuna. There was no more Ziv HaKahuna. Not only was he a Kohen Gadol, but all of his sons and son-in-law were very important people and occupied very chashuv positions in the Beis HaMikdash, and this brought a great ziv, a great glory and shine to the Kohen Gadolah. And after he died, there was no more of this. Now, the following line was added into the Mishnah by Rebbe's Talmidim because it's about Rebbe himself. Mishmeis Rebbe, when Rebbe, which is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, when he died, batal anava v'yirascheh, true humility and fear of sin was batal. And the Mishnah continues. Pinchas Ben Yair says, Mishchar Beis HaMikdash, from when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Baishu Chaverim Bnei Chayrin, Chaverim which al Talmid Chachamim, and Bnei Chayrim which are people of good yichos, they became embarrassed, v'chafu roisham, and they hung their heads in shame because no one cared about them. V'nedadlu anshei maisa, and tzadikim, and people who did good maisim, they became poor because again no one cared about them. And why is this? V'gavru bali zora bali lashon, because strong armed people and sharp tongued people, they were the rulers. And v'ein darsh v'ein mavakish v'ein shayl, no one sought out, asked for, or looked for the geula. And al milanu lishayin, on whom can we rely on? Al Avinu Shema Shemayim, only on our Father in Heaven. Now, Reb Elazar Gadol says, Miyom Shechar Beis Mikdash, from the day the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, Troy Chakimayel Mehavik Esafraya. The Chachamim dropped to the level of Seifrim, which are Melamdi Tinoikas, people who teach Cheder kids, Visafray Kachazanaya. And those who teach kids of Cheder dropped to the level of being Chazan with the Beis HaKnesses, which is basically the Gabai. And Chazanaya, the Gabayim, Ta'amad Ara, they dropped to the level of regular Amaratzim. Va'amad Ara, Ozvan Idaldola, and regular Amaratzim continued going down level after level, Imavakesh, and no one sought to try to stop this downward slide. Al mi yashal yishayin, on whom can we rely? Al avinu shema shamayim, only on our Father in Heaven. And lastly, Mishnah tells us, Be'ikvas Mashiach, in the generation before Mashiach, Chutzpah Yaske, Chutzpah is going to increase, V'yoker Yamer, and all the prices are going to rise, Hagefen Tita Imperia, V'ayayin B'yoker. The vine will give its fruit, but wine is going to be very expensive, V'amachos Tiafel Chaminos, and the Malchus, which means the ruling or the governing body of the world, is going to turn to heresy, they're not going to believe in Hashem, V'ein Teichecha, no one's going to be able to rebuke his friend, because his friend's just going to respond, how could you say that to me? You do averus just like I do. Beis Vad Yil is Znos. The gathering place of Chamim is just going to be a place of Znos, according to some. This is because the Chamim used to gather in Bati Midrashim outside the city. As we said before, no one's going to care about the Chamim, so there's not going to be any more yeshivas, and therefore, these houses that used to be used for yeshiva will be used for Znos. Ha'gol Yachra v'Gavlon Yishayim, and the Gol and Gavlon, which are two places in northern Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be destroyed and desolate. V'anshei Gvul Yosevu Me'ir La'ir, and the people of Eretz Yisrael are going to go from one city to another city trying to collect alms and money to support themselves. L'Eichanonu, but no one's going to have mercy on them. V'chachma Soifrim Tisrach, and the wisdom of the Soifrim, which is referring to the Chum of the Torah, that's going to be disgusted by people. No one's going to care about them. V'yuri Chet Yima'esu, and those who fear Chet are also going to be disgusted. V'emes Tehena Deres, emes, truth will not be found anymore because it's going to be hard to find truthful people. V'na'arim Pnei Zekenim Yalbinu, youth are going to embarrass their elders. Zekenim Yamdu Pnei Ketanim, elders are going to have to stand for the youth. Now the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, Ben Minaval Av, a son is going to embarrass his father. Bas Kama Be'ima, a daughter is going to get up against her mother to embarrass her. Kala B'chamaisa, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Ayve Ish Anshei Beisai, the enemies of a man are going to be the people of his own home. Pnei Adar K'pnei HaKelev, the face of the generation is going to be like the face of a dog who's a chatzuf and brazen. And Haben Einam Esbayash Me'aviv, a son is not going to be embarrassed of his father. V'almi Yashlan Olishayin, on whom can we rely? Al Avinu Shema Shemayim, only on our Father in Heaven. Now, right here in many Mishnayos, the Girsa brings the famous Brisa of Rapichas Ben Yair, which is what the Sefer Mesillas Yesharim is based on. And we are not going to be learning that Brisa now. If you like to understand it, open yourself up in Mesillas Yesharim and dive inside. With this, we finish Masechta Saita. Mazel Tov finishing the entire Masechta together. And just like we Masechta finished this Masechta together, we should Masechta finish all of Shas Mishnayos together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Masechta, Masechta's Gittin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.